I'm going to read to us a letter that was mailed as a testimony from a young Amishman in Michigan. The young brother's name is Melvin Miller. It's his personal experience. He desired to be here today. He could not be here, but he has such a burden on his heart, he wanted to share a little of his story. It was on a sunny day during my late teen years when the shadows fell over my life. There was a distinct change in the way my brain felt and how I perceived things. My first impulse was to run for the medicine cabinet to try and find something to help me, in vain. After that, I was in sort of a daze, going about daily duties, but not really doing it. Sometime later, I got my first panic attack. While visiting family in Ohio, we were eating lunch when I suddenly felt trapped, wanting to jump out of the window behind me, yet so frozen I could not move. After that, I would swing between depression and anxiety, finally seeing a local minister who was doing some counseling. He got a doctor involved, which put me on Zoloft. I worked through a book called The Search for Significance by Robert McGee, which got me to read any book or material I could find concerning counseling, etc. I seemed to function fairly well, yet my problems were still there. All it took was a relationship with a girl that didn't work out to put me into a world of confusion and depression again. I went to a place where they do hair analysis to diagnose problems like mineral deficiencies, etc. They found some things wrong and left me with some recommendations. But I got worse until I went to a boys' home for help. By my own choice, confident that they would have some answers, I searched for the root cause of my shame, fear, and other problems. We began by using charts, journaling, and other material to try to trace this back to the root of my problem. Finally, upon my continued request, I was put on a sample medication, the first one being Risperdal, an antipsychotic. Yes, it did slow down my brain, but later I also got my hand and a piece of equipment for the result of that medication. I was taken off that and put on Seroquel, also an antipsychotic. I was then taken to a psychiatrist who kept me on Seroquel, officially prescribing it. I heard things from the counselor and psychiatrist like the schizo effect as being my problem, although they didn't seem to quite know what was really wrong. Note that the reason I wanted to be put on meds was that I believed that they would provide me with what I needed to balance the chemistry in my brain. I had frequently heard of the theory of chemical imbalances. The Seroquel would knock me out every night. I could hardly get going in the morning until about 9 o'clock. When I got back home, I felt like I'd been a wild goose chase, still going around with shameful thoughts, on meds, and seemingly not having found my true root problem. I felt like a basket case with nothing to look forward to, but just simply had to live with it. At one point, I was on Seroquel, an antipsychotic, and two other antidepressants, Zoloft and Wellbutrin, at the same time. Our family doctor asked me, "Who put you on that?" He told me to get off the Seroquel. He said that I would have lifelong health effects if I ever stayed on it, which was I was not told before. Besides that, the doctor said that I'm nowhere near like those who would normally be medicated with Seroquel. At some point, I went on a multiple day fast, seeking God after I'd come home. I was in a sink or swim situation. I felt desperate. I would list my negative thoughts and then God's truth on a tablet. Then I would verbalize the truth to myself. I went off of all of medication and started on a nutritional formula that seemed to help. I would like to emphasize that I didn't get anywhere in overcoming my negative thoughts until I took a full responsibility for who I had become. Just resting in the arms of God and getting to know Him more when I felt anxious or depressed took a lot of added pressure of the hopelessness that engulfs a person who doesn't have that. At one time, there was only one thing I felt I could hang on to. With God, all things are possible. I learned to really believe that promise during my worst times when I felt terrible. I have been free of meds for over 5 years and doing much better than I did on them. Though I say that with a bit of hesitancy, I am very thankful for the more excellent way and confidence that God's grace is sufficient and that He will remain sufficient. By faith, I want to remain by the Rock of Ages, who is my refuge. Take heart, you who are weary and fainting. If there was hope for me, there is hope for you. Thank you, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit for your direction in the Word of God. Thank you.